Lift up your hearts, triumphantly. night. What a glorious night of rejoicing it was. It was a night led by the divine radiance of God's coming to earth.
For such a long time, though, there had been so much darkness. Since curse had put an end to the light-filled world that God had created.
For centuries, the people had been wandering aimlessly in the wilderness of shame and suffering, yet these people whom God loved so persistently were able to see glimmers of hope through the words of God's messengers, the prophets.
They clung to the promise that Emmanuel, God with us, would come to disperse the gloomy clouds of night and death's dark shadows put to flight.
Beloved name Jesus was first uttered by an angel messenger to Mary. You will have a son, and his name will be Jesus, Jesus, Son of God, Most High. This would be the fulfillment of a promise brought to the people by the prophet Isaiah. The virgin will be with child and will give birth to a son, and will call him Emmanuel.
When the astonished Mary questioned, "How can this be?" the angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come down to you, and God's power will come over you. Your child will be the Holy Son of God."
This is so astonishing.
Again, that holy name, Jesus, was spoken by an angel, this time to Joseph. Name the baby Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And on a shimmery, starry night, Jesus, the long-awaited Savior, was born, though not in Nazareth, where Mary and Joseph lived, but in the town of Bethlehem, where they had been commanded to go to register for the census.
The words of another prophet, Micah, had been fulfilled. But you, Bethlehem, out of you will come one who will be ruler over Israel, whose origins are from old, from ancient times.
What glory filled the skies near that sleepy town as a mighty chorus of angels announced the news of his birth.
Glory to the newborn King. Hark, hark, the herald angels sing. Glory to God.
Surely the news brought by the angels to those simple shepherds was no less astonishing than it had been for Mary and Joseph. The Messiah, promised for generations, had been born that very night and was sleeping in a manger lined with hay.
Did these shepherds pause to wonder why this important birth had taken place in such a humble place as a cow stall? Did they know that there had been no other room in Bethlehem for the Savior to be born? Or did they somehow know that this holy child, born in such a lowly setting, had come to the world for all people, the proud and the humble? The shepherds set out at once to find that rustic stable that housed the King of Kings.
Glory filled the stable room that night. Though it was a place designed to house the beast of the fields, it was now inhabited by God himself.
The shepherds beheld the glory of God as they gazed in wonder at that tiny figure in the manger. As they departed from that holy place to return to their fields and flocks, they were praising and glorifying God for all that they had witnessed. Their lives would never be the same. Indeed, our world has never been the same since that wondrous night.
Night. What a glorious night for rejoicing. The night our dear Savior's birth, the night when the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of God's one and only Son, Jesus Christ.
With those humble shepherds who left the stable glorifying God for all they had heard and seen, may we too join our hearts and voices in praise to God. May we too tell the news of Jesus' birth to all whom we encounter, so that the day will come when, at the blessed name of Jesus, all beings in heaven and on earth will bow and call out in worship that he is the Lord of all.
Thank you. 100.